Welcome to the Shivisi principle. The word Shivisi means to place, and it comes from a pasuk, a sentence in Tehillim that says, Shivisi Hashem v'negdi samud, which means I have set Hashem always before me. This program is about transforming your unwanted and destructive and painful thoughts and feelings and behaviors to a healthier way of living, of experiencing a closeness, a dvekus to Hashem. I call this trading your negative addictions to a healthier addiction of desiring to be close to Hashem. I call these thoughts and feelings and behaviors addictions because they are repeated and unwanted and destructive and accompany us throughout life. And an addiction is anything that controls our lives in a manner we can't get under our desire to be masters of our own ship, masters of our lives. I had originally developed this program for actual addictions, you know, like gambling and substance abuse. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that we have many addictions in our lives. Aside from physical addictions, we have emotional addictions as well. We fall into despair, self-loathing, perfectionism, anger, loneliness, pessimism, unwanted obsessions, feeling hurt and wounded. Many people enter into therapy for many years to try to correct these conditions, never really discovering the success they had hoped to find. In this program, the Shivisi principle, you will discover that there are countless negative addictions, but only one positive, productive addiction. And this positive addiction has the power to tower over everything else and elevate you above all the traps and the quicksand and the helplessness that so many experience in their lives. And this is the addiction to Hashem. And every day in Kriya Shema we say, Be'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol yodecha. You should love Hashem with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul. And through this we are creating an addiction to inner peace, to calmness, to shalom, to love, to valuing every moment of life. You will find that this program has incredible potential for a deeper meaning, experience, and fulfillment in life. The program takes somewhere between 10 days and 2 weeks to learn, where each day is dedicated to discovering a new dimension of the Shivisi principle. Once you learn each dimension of this program, you will have learned it for a lifetime. Before I describe how this is achieved, I want to begin with a brief memory of a trip I once took to Niagara Falls many years ago. I had never been to the falls, and while my expectations were very positive, we took a boat ride at the base of the falls, I remember called the Maid of the Mist, and I witnessed the immense power of this incredible phenomenon and felt the intensity of the cascading mountain of water, approximately 750,000 gallons a second, crashing down into the basin. I was mesmerized, transformed. It was a world beyond my wildest expectations. And we took the elevator back up to ground level. There was a message wall, and it was filled with similar expressions of astonishment. People were saying, "Now I believe in Hashem." They didn't say Hashem, they said G-D. Or, "Now I see that there's a creator in the universe." Later, we got back into the car, started to drive away, and I realized that these falls have been there for millennia, way before I ever saw or knew of them, and continued to flow even after I left. When I got back home, I forgot all about the experience, because although I remembered I was there, there was no way to recreate the experience. You have to be there, see it, feel it, touch it, feel the spray on your face, the thunder of the water cascading down into the basin. And there are many such phenomena in Hashem's world. The Alps, the Aurora Borealis, the Grand Canyon, to name a few. These are all natural phenomena that Hashem has placed in the world, which He has and continues to create every moment. And each of these phenomena has its own power and purpose. A natural, unbridled beauty. And when we're exposed to it, it transforms our state of mind with unexpected awesomeness, power, and majesty. But as I said before, all of these phenomena have an impact on us when we face them, when we experience them. And when we don't, then they pass on and disappear. So they transform us, but it's very short-lived and temporary. Memories, pictures, something to talk about, to share. And even if we were to stay, maybe become a security guard, paid to watch over the safety of visitors, it won't take too long before we no longer see the majesty, the beauty, the natural wonder. It kind of just becomes background, wallpaper. Its initial power is great beyond description, but subsides over time, becoming a vague, distant memory. Your own addictions, your personal challenges, your hurts, your traumas, are like the power of the falls in one way and dissimilar in another way. They're like the falls because they overwhelmed, you're awestruck, helpless in the face of an addiction, in the face of a traumatizing experience or memory, in the face of a need to fulfill an urge, in the face of feeling guilt or sadness or the need to be perfect. It's overwhelming like the falls. It paralyzes, destroys your quality of life, and even life itself. But the difference is that when you leave the falls, you drive away, and the falls is out of sight, out of mind. But your addiction, your hurts, your memories, your traumas, your experiences, negative, painful experiences, you can't drive away from them. We can distract ourselves temporarily, try to forget them, but somehow they creep back into every area of life. It's there wherever you go. It's a permanent resident inside your brain, your body, your hormones, your fantasies. Even when you sleep, it creeps into your relationships, into your habits, your memories, your activities. Always present, always ready to pounce. This is the great power of your addictions looming over your life. Perhaps it's a husband who is trying to quiet his anger, and suddenly when his wife is setting up Shabbos candles, he screams out in a burst of anger. He didn't know where it came from. He's overwhelmed by his anger, consumed. Why did it happen to me? Someone who's fighting an addiction, the internet, immoral behavior, gambling, despair, alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, overeating, overspending, the need to talk about your needs, your hurts, your wounds of life. You see, in all of these addictions, there is no awareness of Hashem. And as you will learn, when you experience an awareness, a dveikus, a closest to Hashem, through this program, through the many dimensions that you will experience and learn, then you will learn to gain a sense of mastery over your addictions, emotional, physical, cognitive, behavioral, whatever they may be. Because life as a Torah Jew means a healthy addiction to Hashem. And without it, there is no answer to the unhealthy addictions. And you can ask yourself, who am I? This person who has these addictions, or this person who wants to be close to Hashem? There are very few moments in our lives when we realize our own uniqueness, when we understand the real me, the real I, that I am a one of a kind in the universe. Perhaps you meet your I, your true self, on Yom Kippur, before Nila, at the Kosel, at the birth of a child, at a wedding, of a one-of-a-kind experience where the real you comes to life. And when the real you comes to life, not through satisfying your negative addictions, but through this connection to Hashem, then you realize that Hashem is the only true, real entity in this universe. And you realize that you have an neshama that longs for this closeness to Hashem. And Hashem is and always will be and always has been real. And your neshama is real. But your addictions are all a fake. And you ask yourself, why did I fall for it? Why was I so weak? And the truth is that every moment you are caught in your addictions, you are a mere shadow of yourself. Because life without Shivisi is like a grape that has been squeezed dry, drained empty. But the truth is that our addictions are very powerful. They are like Niagara, overwhelming. And we're caught up in them for many, many reasons. Our lives are complex. Our histories are complex. Our experiences are complex. And we need to ask ourselves, what is there that can enable me, that's powerful enough to answer the never-ending assault of my addictions, of my feelings that are so negative, helpless, my behavior, my way of life that I can't seem to find freedom from. From my urges and desires that are so strong that I can't fight them. What is there in Jewish life that can enable me to find freedom? From the power of my internal Niagara, what is there that will enable me to develop and maintain this ongoing connection to Hashem, the Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Summit, that Hashem is always in front of me? What is this link that elevates me above the overwhelming power of my internal Niagara? We learn the answer in four letters, which are the letters of Hashem's name, which we can pronounce as Hashem, but pronounce it differently when we're actually praying or saying a bracha. These letters are composed of a yud, and a hey, and then a vav, and another hey, which we say yud, k, vav, k, because we don't want to put the letters together. Hashem's name is far too holy and sacred. These four letters are our source of light and life. And you will learn in this program that it is through the Yud-Kei, the four letters, that we can begin to experience the true self, our true inner selves that's been hiding behind the cloud, overwhelming dark clouds that have paralyzed us. And you will learn that through the Yud-Kei, you will discover and experience a power to bring you back to your true self again, back to freedom, back to the source of life, back to Dveikus, the closest to Hashem, regardless of what your addiction may be. In this program, you will learn to deepen your Yud-Kei experience on many, many levels. Each level enables you to know yourself and your life in a way you have never known or experienced before. And you'll be able to recreate this experience in your everyday life from moment to moment through your prayers, your davening, your tefillas, through your psalms, your tehillim, through your brachas, your blessings. And discover that Hashem has given you the ability to emerge, to elevate yourself beyond all your addictive emotions, feelings, thoughts, behaviors that plague your life. You'll come to think of yourself as a mariner exploring new seas and oceans of closeness to yourself and Hashem and the world around you. a newness of life, of a vibrancy, a creativity, of love, hope, incredible internal and actual achievements. These are prizes of the Shivisi principle. Your responsibility is to learn the program every day, to complete all the tasks that I will suggest. And where this does this idea of the Yud-K, the Shivisi principle, come from? It comes from the very first halacha, the very first guide to living our lives, where we're told in the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of our daily lives, that each of us should awaken in the morning like an ari, like a lion. And place Hashem in front of us through these words of Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Summit. And the way we do this is by visualizing, by being aware of the four letters of Hashem's name continuously, by being aware of this word, this name, as we daven, as we pray, as we say blessings. Because these four letters are the source of all life. Hashem has placed these four holy letters, His name, in our lives, in this universe, as His agent to bring life to each of us every moment, and to bring life to every living entity in this world. And you will learn that the more you internalize each dimension of this holy name of Yud-K, Vav-K, the more you experience its depth and its power, the more you begin to experience the healthy addiction of Hashem, of dveikus, of closeness to Hashem. And the more you experience this, the more you observe how your unhealthy experiences vaporize, fade away, disappear, float away like a passing cloud that has no entity to it, no substance to it. It never did. And this introduction is the beginning of the program. Our next program will be to learn to define your negative addictions. And after we define them, we can then go on to learn each of the dimensions of Yud-K, Vav-K as you master the awesome beauty of the Shivisi principle. Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Summit, placing Hashem in front of us every moment of our lives.